Good morning. The high predicted to reach just 20 degrees in Cape Town today. A strong southeaster and rain on the cards. And this is the pattern expected to carry over into the start of the new week tomorrow. So autumn very definitely on us, but some important warnings on that weather coming from the weather office. They have advised the severity of the forecasted storm is now escalated from an initial level 4 to 6 up to a level 9. The Western Cape Provincial Disaster Management Centre has been fully activated. The weather system, that cutoff low, which draws in those gale force winds, they're expecting flooding, mudslides, rockfalls amongst the potential dangers, and lots of warnings going out from the authorities. Members of the public have been strongly urged to take very careful decisions about outdoor activities. And that cutoff low expected to move over the Northern Cape today, reaching the interior of the Western Cape tomorrow before exiting along the southern coast of the Western Cape on Tuesday. So be very, very careful if you are out and about. As I said, some properly serious weather is on the cards. The Cape Town section of Mountain Club of South Africa, meanwhile, are inviting hikers to join them for a cleanup on the ledges of Table Mountain on Sunday, the 14th of April. 40 volunteers will receive a complimentary cable car ride and a lunch pack for their generous helping in removing litter from some of the inaccessible areas from the regular staff of the aerial cableway. The morning will be spent cleaning either on foot on various ledges or by using ropes to access other areas. And after lunch, it's climbing time to appreciate the newly cleaned cliff. So any climbers or serious hikers, you can give them a shout. You can WhatsApp Megan on 066-325-9449. That's 066-325-9449. On the sailing front, just another event to look forward to. Of course, we've got the Pathcare Masters Pursuit Race next Saturday, and 40 entries on for that at the moment, with the first start scheduled at 2 o'clock. But the Double Cape Race is also scheduled for the 4th and the 5th of May. This is one of a kind in the calendar, a very, very popular event, and the sailors have got a choice of starting at either Royal Cape or False Bay Yacht Club in Simonstown. They then round Cape Point twice on their journey back to their starting point, and it is a unique overnight challenge. That's a Double Cape Race. And finally, another event for your diaries. If you're a paddler, the Prescient Freedom Paddle, happening on the 27th of April, 2024. And the cost is simply a donation to Table Mountain Region. This year's Prescient Freedom Paddle, calling on the paddling community to paddle for a cause. And this year, they will be paddling for a number of causes, paddling for turtles, the Turtle Conservation Center, of course, at the Two Oceans Aquarium, as well as paddling for smiles with Operation Smile, and then paddling for Table Mountain National Parks with the Sandparks Honorary Rangers. The race begins at Oceana Powerboat Club, goes around Robben Island, and more details can be found at freedompaddle.co.za. freedompaddle.co.za. That's it for now. Just a reminder, next weekend, of course, the Total Sports Two Oceans Marathon. The peninsula will go into lockdown for a lot of the time. Please keep that in mind while planning your outdoor activities for next weekend. That's where I'm going to leave it. Keep yourselves warm. I'll be back again next Saturday. Cheers for now.